It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I've got Zoe Gardner. She's the project manager at the Epicenter down in Green River, and they've got a great event coming up there in coordination with Green River City. Green River rocks. This is always a lot of fun. We have a lot of people in our area that are rock hounds that love to go and be involved in these kinds of things. So we just kind of want to let people know that it is coming up. Now, it is in April, but you know what? Get a save the date out there. But they're also looking for like vendors and maybe food vendors and those kinds of things. So just to kind of get some awareness out there. Zoe, how are you today?
Hi, Dave. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am doing well, doing well. So before we jump into it, because I threw the name out there, let's let some people know what it, does the Epicenter do down there for in Green River?
Yeah, so Epicenter is a community design nonprofit rooted in Green River, Utah, and we are currently primarily working to build affordable housing in town as well as just kind of sustain community development around downtown.
So what the great thing about this is you guys are kind of letting people know and getting the word out there through everything that you do that this is coming up. Once again, it's Green River Rocks. It's going on from April 5th through the 7th. So let's talk for a little bit about Green River Rocks and the kinds of things that people can expect to be going on down there if they head down there for it.
Sure. Green River Rocks is a yearly rock and mineral festival that is focused on the natural history, geology, and cultures of the Colorado Plateau. And the festival features field trips led by experts in geology, paleontology, and archaeology to sites in and around Green River, Utah. The event is headquartered at the John Wesley Powell River History Museum and is open to the public and free to attend. And this year will be our sixth annual event.
And so once again, as I said, there are a lot of people in our area that really enjoy this kind of thing, that they enjoy that rock hounding and getting out and finding things. And Green River and the surrounding area here by us is probably the perfect area to go and do this too, isn't it?
Absolutely. There are just so many sites that are rich in history and in fossils.
And as part of the Green River Rocks Festival, you're going to have vendors and vendor tables and things like that set up. What kind of vendors are you looking for?
We will. So we're currently looking for educational vendors, local artists and makers, gem, rock, and mineral vendors, as well as food vendors.
So any kind of thing like that, as we said, there are plenty of great opportunities for people in our area to get out and do this, and this is just one more. And when I talk to people that are part of the vendor community as far as when it comes to minerals and rocks and things like that, it's almost like a family reunion when they get together at these festivals and things like that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, The event typically draws in about 350 to 400 people throughout the weekend, so it's definitely a party.
All right, so if anybody is interested in being either a craft or a booth vendor or even a food vendor, what do they need to do? Who do they need to contact, and how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so you can find out more info on greenriverrocks.com, and you can find the application to apply to be a vendor on our Facebook page, which is linked at greenriverrocks.com.
All right, is there a fee for vendors?
There are no fees to apply.
All right, so once again, totally free if you want to go down and show off what you've been working on and show off what you're making, because that's another thing that you had brought up is a lot of people that go out and do this rock hounding and find these rocks and things like that, it always turns into jewelry for the most part in some form or another, doesn't it?
It definitely does. We will definitely have a lot of that present at the event.
All right, Zoe. So once again, it's coming up on April 5th through the 7th. It is the Green River Rocks Festival down there in Green River. It's kind of centered out of the John Wesley Powell River Museum. And if they have any questions or anything, give them that web address one more time.
GreenRiverRocks.com.
Okay, and they can go on there and find out, is the itinerary up yet or no?
The itinerary is not up, but it will be up soon, so you can check the website for updates.
The itinerary will be there eventually, and then those forms to be a vendor and all that is sitting there and kind of get you hyped up and get you ready for a lot of fun. The weather will turn, and we'll be able to get back out again soon. It just doesn't seem like it right now. Zoe, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it. And I would like to, we'll call you again and kind of a little bit closer to the event, maybe talk about some of the different things that you're going to have and let people know about that as well. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.